I know you've said, I've heard you say, that there's no evidence that any of the donors who have given to the foundation received anything in response from the State Department while Secretary Clinton was there.
Nobody even suggested it or talked about it or thought about it till the political season began, and somebody said, well, what about this? Now, some of the companies that have supported the foundation for years, many of them before she was ever Secretary of State. She was a senator when I left office,
right.
So they do this, they do philanthropy too. No one has ever asked me for anything or any of that.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I think a lot of people might say, okay, you say there's no evidence that anything was done for them, but can you really say that these companies, these wealthy individuals, these governments, none of them sought anything? I mean, some of them did have business before the State Department.
I don't know. You never know what people's motives are, but in this case, I'm pretty sure everybody that gave to Haiti in the aftermath of the earthquake saw what they saw on television, were horrified, and wanted to make a difference. And
you're not saying, you say you don't know if anybody sought any favor, just that there was no...
No, and I don't think Hillary would know either. She, you know, she was pretty busy those years. And I don't... I never saw her study a list of my contributors, and I had no idea who was doing business before the State Department. But what I will say this, she believed that part of the job of the Secretary of State was to advance America's economic interests around the world. If she hadn't been doing this economic diplomacy work, nobody would have been doing it. But I never thought about whether there was any overlap